Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Kink Podcast. It's not going to be called the Interesting Information Podcast anymore. It's back to just the Kink Podcast. And that's because this is really casual. Like I say in every introduction, it's just whatever goes with the name and stuff. But I think I just looked into trying to change the name from the Kink Podcast into Interesting Info. Couldn't really do it. And I was just like, let's just roll with the Kink Podcast. Let's just leave it at that. And I noticed there's some more people listening to it, which is good. Hello. This is a podcast where I just talk about, I talk about interesting information, but it's still just going to be called the Kink Podcast. But it's more accurate having it called the Interesting Information Podcast. It doesn't sound like a good title of something though. You know what I mean? It's too wordy. Anyway, if you hear this noise while I'm speaking, that's just me sipping green tea. And I have honey added to it because it tastes better. And apparently honey is good for you, like nice, natural, like organic honey. And that helps, I think, with your immune system, apparently. And that, well, like I said, this podcast is whatever goes. That just instantly brought me onto something to talk about because I had something an hour ago I thought of to talk about and it was something cool, but I forgot what that is and I just instantly thought of something now to talk about. Just off topic though, I've been listening to a lot of interesting information, information not many people know about, and it's really cool. It got me really excited. It's just really interesting. It was just like, whoa. But basically, right, things in this world are quite complex. So when you see things like organizations or big things, you don't know the whole story. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Do you know how some people find out about the truth about 9/11 or the truth about World War II? Like, I don't know. I think if there's anything in your life that you see that you disagree with and you think's wrong, just remember you don't know all the information about it. You know? So it's like what might be going on might actually be good. But you see something that's going on that looks wrong, but what might be going on is actually good. You just don't know all the information. You know what I mean? So it's really interesting. It's like I just found something out today that's really interesting. It's like let's say you set something up that's big and good and you try and make it keep it really good and straight and perfect, like let's say a big business or something, and you're worried about the business getting corrupted or taken over, what you can do is you can start up another business by someone, right? And start up another business, but get someone else to do it, claim that that person's bad and that person's stealing your business, right? When you've got them to set up the other business, right? And then that other person is another business it's going to be a good business. So you've got two businesses set up in case one of them fails. You know what I mean? Like, but this isn't a new idea. Like, it's always been like a idea to have two things going on in case something fails. But it's just an added element in that you say to one group, this group's bad, they're your enemy. You've got to get your business good. So they're like, oh, we've got to beat this other team, and then the other team, you say that they're bad, and you got to beat them, and then both of them are all right. Like, I don't know, it's just sometimes, like, you see your situation. I was just studying the situation today, and, like, a group that I was studying, like, split sort of in half, or, like, majority stayed in one area, and a bit broke off, and people were like, oh, the breakaway group is bad, and all this and stuff, but then you look at it and you can see how that breakaway group can be good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all a matter of, like, what you know and what information, what you look at. And then you don't know the whole story behind it and stuff. And, so that's why when people, like, get upset about things, they're usually very simple people because they don't know that much about the world. Like, I'm unlikely to get really upset about something. Like, let's say something bad happens. I'm unlikely to get really upset because I look at the situation and I go, well, there's probably some information, like, undercover secret that I don't know that's going on that could explain why this happened. And it seems bad, but it seems bad. It's not that it is bad. It seems bad. Do you know what I mean? Whereas there's other people who get angry in that and who are dumb. Let's just face the truth. They'll see something happen and they'll go, that's bad. And they'll go, what the hell is going on here? How dare that happen? And it's just like, hey, dude, man, you don't know the whole situation. You don't know what's going on. You know, you're just jumping to conclusions, you know? And so some people can look at the world today and spot out problems in it. And I've spotted out a lot of problems. Like, I'm guilty of this. But at the same time, they just appear to be problems and they could not be problems at all. It could all be good. You know what I mean? You just don't know all the information behind the scenes. So I think that's really interesting. You know what I mean? It's just like all you really know is really specific things that you've seen in your life that you've come in contact with. You know, like I'd never traveled to America. That country could not exist. You know what I mean? Even though I've heard about it a lot, I'll be so surprised if it didn't exist, but it's possible it could just be bullshit. You know what I mean? There's I'll bet my life on it that it's true that a country exists. But what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, you only really know about things in your immediate, you know, you only really know about your immediate job and that industry that you're in. You only really know about your immediate family and friends. And the rest is just all stuff you hear. And good luck, because it's just like some of it can be true and some of it cannot. So just so much of it is just so many things, so much information you get given in just everyday living is information that is stuff that you can't verify. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't work out if it's actually true or not. You just hear it and go, okay, you know what I mean? Like, what can I do? I'm just... okay, that was news from another country, or maybe that's true or not, or that's news from a business and person that I don't even know about, you know. Like, let's say there's a football recently in Melbourne. It's been a little scandal between two football, ex-football personalities, like they're retired and stuff, and one of them slept with the other one's ex-wife, and there's a bit of a drama going on. And so you hear that, but you have no personal experience to tell if that is actually true, what went on. And it could all just be a stunt. It could all just be a publicity stunt in order to promote the TV show that they're working on where the ratings are going down. You know what I mean? It could all just be fake and put on. And not many people think that. You know what I mean? A lot of people just think it's the truth. I think it's the truth of what's going on. Right? But there's so many things in life that could be these potential scandals that you just don't even know about. Or could just be bullshit and just put on. And you just don't know about it. It's really interesting. I remember a time when there was some like singing competition, like X Factor or something like that. And a judge, one of the panel members was like a famous musician, and he got caught in his hotel with marijuana or something like that, which is a bit random. Like, I don't know. I just think they would know. He's like, he'd been a rock star for ages. I think he would know how not to get caught for having marijuana on him. And so it was in the news. It was like X Factor judge caught with marijuana, and it just promotes the fact that the X Factor show is going on at the moment. And, you know, it could just be total bullshit. Like, he could have just intentionally got caught with the drugs in order to promote the show. You know what I mean? Anyway, so there's a lot of things in the world where you go, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like you don't know until you really just don't get upset about things that are bad, because you don't know if they might actually be a good thing. Anyway, so on to the topic of this podcast, and it could go for an hour long. I don't think I have time for an hour long. I think I can just keep on talking for a long time. It just depends on if I get onto another topic or not. I think last one was the longest podcast I did. And I was probably planning on that podcast to be only half an hour, because I noticed that if I have an hour long podcast, I cover two topics. If it's half an hour, I cover one. So I think the title of the podcast should be one name, and it should just be half an hour. All right, so this one is going to be about allergies, and I guess it could go out to an hour. I don't want it to be on because I'm too busy. So a lot of people have allergies and intolerances to things, and they don't even know it. They might just feel a bit hot. Their feet might just feel a little bit hot, and they might just think it's the new shoes that they're wearing or the type of socks that they're wearing. And it can be those things. It can be. But it could also be the fact that they just ate some toast that they didn't know that they had allergy problems to. You know what I mean? And it can get really confusing. Like, recently I found out that I have allergy problems to MSG. Now, I'd been going to see a naturopath for a long time, and I've been taking a lot of vitamins. I've been doing all these things and trying to work out what things I'm allergic to, because I'm allergic to like things like perfume. Like, if I smell in a lot of it, it just gives me slight tension. None of the reactions I get are ever that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like one of these people that are really unhealthy and stuff, that like, you know, neck swells up from allergies. All my one reactions are really subtle, but I don't like them. They're uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable having hot feet. You know what I mean? But you can harden up and get on with it. So for years and years and years, I've just been hardening up and just ignoring it and thinking, because I've been studying a lot of things about the mind, thinking it's like a problem with my mind or something like that. So ever since I started going to naturopath and studying more things, found out that there were things that when they come into my environment, whether I swallow them or they come on, like I'm wearing them on my body, they come near me, they do give me some problems, right? And MSG is one of them, right? MSG is not good for anyone. Drugs and stuff like MSG, everyone's allergic to, if you know what I mean. Like, they all cause a baddish sort of problem, but different degrees of baddishness, you know. Some people they affect more, and for me, MSG affects me more than other people. But you know, like I said, not like there's people that their necks swell up and that sort of stuff. So I've been going to see naturopath, taking all these vitamins, that sort of stuff, and I had been improving, but not as much as I would like. And a lot of the improvement had to do with the fact that I was just avoiding the things I was allergic to, whereas I didn't want to have to avoid them. I wanted to just be, like, powerful and be able to handle those things, right, that I'm allergic to. Some of them were just, like, cleaning chemicals that I was cleaning with at work and stuff. Now, so I've been going along and I've been improving a bit. But then just recently, I was just like thinking, you know, really, because I was still getting sort of hotness problems and that, because that's my allergic reaction that I tend to get. Like, other people get, I don't know, swelling up in the neck or something like that. I tend to get this overall sort of slight itchy hotness. It's just uncomfortable. It feels like you got sunburned, but you hadn't even been in the sun, you know? And sunburn is a really unnice feeling. I've only been sunburned a few times because I learnt hard to avoid getting sunburned. You know what I mean? Because if you get properly sunburned, I find it so painful. It's some of the worst pain. It's like dying from being burnt alive. Like, there's nice ways to get hurt and burnt, and there's nice ways to die and get hurt, and then there's really unpleasant ways. And I imagine burning alive would be really unpleasant, unless you pass out from breathing the smoke beforehand. But if you actually, anyway, got cooked or whatever. So recently I was just like, you know, I don't even know if I don't think I'm satisfied with my improvements after going to see a naturopath. Because, I mean, I'm talking about like 18 times going to see him, like a lot, like regularly, once a week. Like, I don't know if this is good enough, what I've been getting. Anyway, so then I just go, you know, I'm going to check my food again. Because you have to work with the naturopath and you have to be your own doctor and scientist and work out what's going on with you when you've got problems and that. Because you can't rely on anybody else because everyone's unique and there's not really many genius experts out there. If there was an Einstein doctor in your area, cool, just go to him and ask him more questions. But there's not many people out there that are at that amazing level of knowledge, right? You've got to know yourself. You've got to be master of yourself. You know, and a lot of people, and you see quotes on Facebook where people have a picture, and it's like one of those big lines is know thyself. Like, it's really important to know you, who you are, what's going on, all this stuff. Otherwise, things are going to be rough. Now, so I was like, oh, I'm going to check some of the food I ate. So anyway, I checked, and I had some Vegemite, right? And I look inside the ingredients of Vegemite, and I'm just like, I bet you there's something in the ingredients of Vegemite that I'm allergic to. So I look it up, and I find hydrolyzed protein, blah, 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 like some fancy word, right? And that is MSG. It's very similar to MSG. It's slightly changed, and they can, by law, they can change the name because they slightly change this thing, but essentially it's MSG. It's like 95% the same, but they change it so that they change the thing so that when people do check the ingredients, they don't see MSG, and it helps sales of the product. So dodgy. You know what I mean? If you sell something, you want to sell something that's good for people, doesn't harm them, okay? But that's what you do when you got people in big business who just want to make money and don't give a shit. Because MSG makes food taste good, so it sells more. People want to have more thingos of it. Anyway, so, but it's really hard for someone to work out if they're allergic to it or not. You can keep on eating it for ages. It takes ages for you to work out. It's hard. If it was labeled on the back MSG, then it would be hard to work out that you're allergic to it. But it makes it really, really hard, the fact that they change it to something else, because it's like, man, you have to become an expert on all those complex scientific words in the back of the thingos. No wonder why they have all these complex scientific words. It's probably hiding stuff, you know. You look on the back of these jars and stuff, and they don't have honey, tomatoes, onion. It's like honey, tomatoes, onions, blah, 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 all in this like scientific language and shit. And it's probably like, you know, doesn't surprise me if it's intentional, so that you don't know fucking well what this dirty shit is they're putting in there. So anyway, I just thought of something else as well. Like margarine, for example, you look at that, that's like a copy of butter. It doesn't taste as good as butter, and it's bad for you, right? And I'm sure that, like, that could have MSG in it, I don't know. But you look at the ingredients in the back of that, and it's like some sort of chemical cocktail, and they colour that margarine yellow. So if they left that the way it naturally comes out of their laboratory, it's so unnatural, right? Their margarine spread or whatever, that would probably come, I don't know what colour would come out, but it could be like white or like black or brown, some ugly colour, and then they put a yellow colouring in it to make it look nice, like butter, like nice and yellow. It makes it look nicer, you know. But if you saw it for the color for it really is, you'd probably stop using it, because someone will open it up and go, gosh, what the fuck does this look like? This looks like some sort of cleaning chemical, like it's all gray and misty and weird, and you know what I mean. But then they put yellow coloring in it and you don't see. So what I'm trying to say is, and the yellow coloring is probably not good to ingest either. So what I'm saying is that these companies to make money have just been selling people on crap, and you have to eat healthy and organic and natural. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Unless you're someone who really is naturally very strong and healthy, which is, I don't know, probably 25% of the population, but the rest, a lot of people have problems and stuff because of this crappy chemical. A lot of people don't know their own health. Like my mom might have problems with, menopause and that sort of stuff, and have hot flushes and stuff, and it might be connected with menopause, yeah, but also it probably has a lot to do with crappy chemical food and stuff, you know, that you don't even know about. Probably some of your MSG that you had on your toast in the morning that you didn't even know about, you know. So yeah, good health is really important. Anyway, so I found out that what one of the reactions to MSG is, this is why the internet's just gold, because you can be your own doctor. Within 20 years ago, you just couldn't do this. You'd have to go and ask, you have to do a lot of physical talking, and it would just take ages for you to work at that. But now you can just go on the internet. It's just such an amazing thing. I think that's probably what I was going to talk about when I was thinking about what the podcast was going to be about an hour ago. So one of the things that MSG does as a reaction is it causes allergic reactions. And I was like, yeah, when I take MSG, it's like, you know, when I come across a lot of pollen or dust, like it's like a high rate of allergic reaction. And I was like, oh my God. And so because everything is connected, right, The more and more you avoid these things, and the healthier you come. If you do come across a little bit of dust, you're fine with it. You can handle it. But when your body gets bombed by all these things, like a lot of dust at work, and then the MSG in the breakfast cereal, and then some harsh sunlight as well, because your body can react to that if you get sunburnt, sort of, or just the sun strong that day. I know it's like this in Australia because the sun's pretty damn strong down here. But your body, your immune system handles all these things, but if you overload it, then it just can react to anything. So my immune system basically had been getting bombed because it'd just been copping a lot of stuff, you know. So now throughout the Vegemite stuff and just have nothing to do with it. And so, you know, I'll be able to breathe better through my nose and be able to, if I do come across, because naturally, right, you have an immune system and your body can handle coming across pollens and that sort of stuff. But the only reason you can have these bad allergic reactions or, yeah, you can get the itchiness or too much sneezing is just when your body's just getting overloaded full of crap and you're just getting bombed. And what I'm trying to say is that I'd been getting bombed, especially because the kind of work I was doing as a handyman where come across a lot of dust and pollens and chemicals, and it was just like it was just a perfect recipe to just bomb my immune system. You know what I mean? Like, it was really unlucky. But you know, here's the benefit from that. You think it's a bad situation, but here from that, I've learned so much about the immune system now from my own experiences and how this works, and it explains a lot. Anyway, so people in general now are getting a lot more bombed because the food is just really disgusting and crappy. Like, they've got way more chemicals than ever. There's chemicals in the water supply. There's GMOs, and there's just all these unnatural things that are bombing the average person. That's why you take an average person in the 50s, comparing to the average person now, and they've got a lot of immune system problems, and they're unhealthy. Like, they're a lot more unhealthy, even though technology's advanced and all this sort of stuff, the health of the average person isn't better. Society was really well off. It was at its peak in the early 60s. Men were, like, strong. They were, like, switched on. They were able. They could do things with their hands. They were practical. They had a lot of common sense. And their immune systems weren't screwed up. And their diets were a lot better. Things were damn good. The 60s was a big changing decade, but in the early 60s, society reached an absolute peak. And I think if you look at economics, the wealth of the average person has gotten less since the 60s. It was at its peak in the early 60s, and slowly people have gotten poorer and poorer on average. Serious. So I think what I'm just saying is it's just crazy how they can just bomb you, how you can just have all these things. So I was thinking the naturopathy wasn't really working. And it's just like you just have to keep on going. Sometimes you have to keep on going, keep on sticking at it. And then they eventually, you be this little spy, and eventually you work out, oh, I've been eating this food. And they go, oh, it's this and it's that that's causing reaction and that. And because what happened was when I first went to the naturopath, it was like I was allergic. We did like tests and stuff, and it was like I was like allergic, like intolerant to like an ridiculous amount of things. Things that you just like, as if I'm allergic to that, like basil and woolen jumpers. Just so many things that it was just like. So far we've got to like about 90 things that I've been allergic to. We're up to number 90. But the reason I'm saying is, The only reason I was allergic to all those things is because my system was getting bombed. So after handling all these problems, getting those things out of my system and not bombing my system, I'm actually only allergic to a few things. But when you get bombed with things that you're allergic to, then more other things you become allergic to, and you just become allergic to things that you just should not be allergic to, and it's just ridiculous. And it's because your immune system just can't handle it. It's absolutely exploded. So when I first started going to it was like, whoa, I was like in this dark hole of just like all these things that were I was allergic to, and it's just like amazing. And you're working your way through and working your way through and working your way through them. And now it's like that some of the key things I'm allergic to are chemicals. So like pesticide sprays, or cleaning chemicals, breathing them in and stuff, and it's just that they've got to be avoided. that and like MSG, you know what I mean? So in the morning I can take something like toast with MSG in it, like the Vegemite I was talking about. Vegemite's a spread you put on toast if you're not from Australia, by the way. And if you think it might have a reputation for not really tasting good, but you got to have it, you got to make it a certain way. You got to have good bread, you put a lot of butter, and then the Vegemite, you got to do a thin layer of it, you spread it on, and it's a bit of an unusual taste, but you like, but it's good. You can't just slop it on and taste disgusting. You have to do it you have to make the Vegemite a certain way. And the butter really brings out the best flavor in the Vegemite. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know, overseas. Just remember, if you're overseas and you find Vegemite or a product that's like called Marmite or whatever, it's black colored, make it that way where you get good bread, put butter, and you just put a really thin coating of it on the toast and it's quite nice. Oh, but don't have it because it's got MSG in it. Or check to see if it's one without MSG. All right, so I think just Vegemite's a good little thing to, you know, add to. Can you put jam and peanut butter? And jam's got a fair bit of sugar and stuff, and honey's nice as well. But it's cool having Vegemite. But anyway, sadly, I can't have it. It's gone out of my environment. It's gone out of my life now. It's gone. Anyway, what were we saying? Whoa, I was saying something. Okay, so yeah, so in the morning I would take some of this Vegemite with MSG in it, and then that would guarantee for the rest of the day I'll get all these allergic reactions to the other things that might cause me problems for the rest of the day. But then I cut out the Vegemite in the morning, cut it out, and then I can come across things like pollen and stuff and be okay with them for the rest of the day. So it's like some things you can take and you might get a minor allergic reaction. Like I take the MSG, I might get a minor allergic reaction, but what it does more is it opens up the door to getting allergic reactions to all these other things. So you think the other things are the problem, but it's actually the original Vegemite at the start. This is how you're in a hole of just the more things you have, the more things you get allergic to. And it's just this absolute trap that you got to get out of. And I've been managing to get out of it, you know? And then you have allergy problems, so you take, I think there's things called antihistamines or whatever, and they just cover up the allergic reaction. They don't actually solve the problem, you know what I mean? And firstly, some of the antihistamines don't even work on some people. You've got to find one that works for you. And also, it's just a temporary cover-up, and I don't want to take that because it's just like they make me drowsy, which is not good. I totally need as much energy as I can. But also, they cover it up. They don't let you find out what the problem is. I would never have found out. I would never have gone to a naturopath or found out about MSG and all these sort of things if I was taking something to cover up the allergy problem. You know what I mean? It's just like, hold on. If your immune system's not working, get it working good. You shouldn't have to take an antihistamine that stops your allergic reactions because that's just covering it up. And anyway, I mean, it just they don't even really work. For me, the drowsiness is just not worth it. I mean, such a mild drowsiness, but it definitely suddenly for the rest of the day, it's like I'm just not as don't have a bounce to my step. I'm just like, you know, it's not like I fall asleep or anything, but just, you know, it's not good. Since going to naturopath and being really natural and stuff, this is like a bounce to my step, and you can take these things that are these herbs that are like okay to take. They're not going to make you drowsy. They're not going to make you like your body addicted to them like drugs or anything. They help with allergies and you can take as much of them as you like and they're natural. They're good, like Chinese medicine herbs and stuff. Two things that are good that I found to combine is if you got allergy problems, and I'll just let you know because I've tried it. There's a product called Allergy Care and it's by, I think, some company maybe called Bioceuticals. It has kind of blue and maybe goldish label or something. Allergy Care, and then China Med hay fever tablets. And if you take like, I don't know, five of them a day, or you take both of them, I just found instantly when I took one Allergy Care one day, then the next day the China Med, they didn't really work. But when every day I took them together and doubled up on it, on those products, I was like, wow, this is actually kind of working. this is a good thing to have every day, both of these sort of allergy things. Anyway, I'm planning on getting much, much better now that I found out about this MSG thing. But I could easily see how, if I didn't work with the naturopath and I didn't keep on going and have faith and try and solve these problems, I could have easily been, you know what, and I could easily said, and I could see how other people would do it, I could easily said, you know what, I don't feel that good after these treatments and I don't know if it's worth going to a naturopath. You know what I mean? But it's just like you got to stick with it and keep on working and trying certain things. It's really interesting. So, look, I'm going to leave it at that because I'm pretty busy and I've sort of covered a topic and we're at half an hour now. But about the whole MSG thing is that, you know, there are things you can be allergic to, like dust and pollens and, like I said, wool jumpers and, like, basil and, like, spicy Indian food. Like, for example, I would argue that a lot of Westerners are actually allergic to Indian food. Like, I've had to be treated for it because I'm allergic to the spices in it and stuff. Because we haven't grown up with it. Our immune system's not used to it. When we get hit with this thing, that spicy food, we're like, what the F's going on here? And your immune system makes you go to the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, or your system, because your system can't handle it. Anyway, anyway, so I'm saying, yeah, so there's things that can cause problems in your environment. And they need to be avoided, and I'd recommend going to a naturopath and just, you got to be your own doctor and you got to work shit out and work with a doctor and be positive and stuff and just be solution-oriented, working on solutions and what works for you. This is something that you're entering that's going to take months and months and years to get months. It takes years and years to have good health. There are some things you can come across like MSG that are just like, they are like bombs. Like they're like dust, pollen, and wool all in one go, boom, and they hit the body and then they make you allergic to other things. So just be wary of certain things that are usually chemicals or unnatural things, and they're in processed foods, and they're not like in just a piece of steak from a cow or like a piece of fish or like a bit of milk from a cow. They're these things that have gone through machines and are artificial and are like made in a factory, made by a corporation that just want to make money. And they're just unnatural things, and they need to be avoided because they can really bomb your system and screw things up for you. So what I'm saying is that get a piece of meat, slap it on some bread, it's all right. But if you go to Macca's and you have something that's got like a lot of sugar and preservatives and all these things added into it, you're really bad for your health and you don't want to do it. And I used to, for years, used to think people were sort of wanky who were into organic food and all this sort of stuff, because I was like, this other stuff's cheaper and it's fine. But, like, you don't know what the effect is. You don't know how it's affecting you while you're being... Some things can be screwing you up and you're not even aware of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... It's like what I was saying at the start of the podcast, where you can be upset about things, but you don't even know all the information in it. That, like, things going on, there can be scandals going on and secret things, and things aren't as they seem. So be healthy, and I'd really recommend going to organic food and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, you'll have a bounce in your step, you'll be a lot healthier, and you're less likely to get cancer and all those sort of things. And yeah, look out for that MSG, and they call it like hydrolyzed protein blah blah blah, and I can't even remember it. So hydrolyzed protein glucotamate or something like, and it's just ridiculous, and it's got all these other names as well. Be wary of this MSG stuff, because it's not good for you. And and just look at what you don't buy things that have been put through machines that are unnatural. You know what I mean? Like, just try and keep things natural. It's not worth it. Sorry, I'm just moving something. It's just not worth it. Try and keep things natural. And seriously, research MSG, because it's not a good thing. And it's just like companies are just corrupt and they're putting things in your food that just shouldn't be allowed. It's just outrageous because they've bribed government officials and given them bullshit lies saying that, oh, no, this product's good and safe and stuff, when it's just like you can easily prove scientifically that these things are actually harmful. But they're like, no, it's all right. Like GMOs, apparently GMOs can be proven to be bad. But they're like, no, they showed these dodgy studies, and they go... They cherry pick data and they go, no, these GMOs are good, yeah, because they're making money off them. Gosh, you just have to be smart, don't you? And also, just eat less. Just eat less and don't eat. I don't recommend eating a major variety of food. Like, we have these bodies, right, evolved from wherever country your genes are from, sort of like, say, if mine's Europe and other people's might be Asia and stuff. For thousands of years, they were just like eating like a dead camel or something like that, or they were eating like potatoes that they grow on the floor. They weren't eating this ridiculous variety of stuff of like spices from China and South American food, and then like a cow, and then like a chicken, and then like a duck from Africa. And it's just like, if you eat these exotic diets, that's not natural. It isn't natural that people came across all these different things. You know what I mean? Like, the body didn't evolve that. The body evolved with just sort of simple, basically, like, just kill it. Like, if they were near humpback whales, where they just eat a whale, blah, blah, and just eat that. You know what I mean? Like, not this wild mix of stuff, let alone chemicals and these fake things they add to the food as well. It's just wild. It's totally wild. And so you get people say stuff like, you know, you've got to have variety, you can't eat one type of food every day, and I kind of agree with that, but at the same time I just don't agree with it at all, because it's like, you think you're doing good by, I thought I was doing good for a bit by having all these like different things from cocktails of stuff, and like, I'll be making a spaghetti bolognese and I'll put in like this herb and cumin and blah 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 and some spices and then like tomatoes and just like, I mean, the mixture, like a caveman in the spaghetti bolognese that I was making, a caveman would never, ever come across such an exotic mixture of food to consume when they were living as cavemen back in Europe, ever. Like, if their whole lifetime, they would never come across such an amazing mix of products to consume in their body, and the bodies aren't designed to be able to handle all these things, and no one teaches you these things. No one says that variety isn't really good. Your body's not used to, the bodies didn't evolve as cavemen for thousands of years on this ridiculous variety of stuff, let alone all these chemicals and stuff, you know? That's also, again, why you shouldn't take the antihistamines. It's just like, the body didn't evolve on antihistamines, you know what I mean? And I was talking about the questionability of vaccines and stuff. These things weren't around, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, just try and keep things natural. It's just a much safer way, and people are really healthy that way, and they look young, and they age well, and, you know, naturally we are really quite healthy. So anyway, so in general, like, I think it's good to have a bit of vegetables and all this stuff, but I don't have this ridiculous variety of stuff, and I'm trying to avoid spicy foods, and just like, I just keep that in mind, that it's just like, remember, to keep alive, your body doesn't need this ridiculous cocktail of exotic foods, because it's unnatural for someone to come across all these sort of foods in their lifetime. Anyway, all right, that's it for me. Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me. Yee-haw!